There's a Dragon in Grandad's Shed. Written and illustrated by Hannah Hutchings. Translated by Andrea Gatta and Giulia Flor Caguana Barrios. Accompanying audiobook narrated by Roberto Benfenati. Zoe was bored. 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 She was spending her holiday with Grandad. Grandad only did old and boring things, like reading and fishing, and he lived in an old and boring house. Zoe liked to play football and computer games. Grandad didn't have a computer, and he certainly never wanted to giocare a calcio. As Zoe slunk off to bed that night, rain started to pelt against the window and thunder began to rumble. Now she knew it was going to be the worst holiday ever. In the morning, Grandad said he had something interesting to show Zoe in the barn. But Zoe wanted to giocare a calcio.
"Well, you might find a ball in the garden shed," suggested Grandad. "But don't trample on my prized lettuces."
But halfway down the garden path, Zoe skidded to a halt. Grandad's shed had una enorme scaly tail, due staring occhi, and three sharp claws. Zoe took a deep breath and pulled the shed door open.
"Wah!"
screamed Zoe.
"Wah!"
screamed the dragon.
"Wah!"
they screamed together.
Ciao, Zoe stammered. "Who are you? And what are you doing in Granda's shed?"
Mi chiamo Douglas,
babbled il drago.
"And I'm not really sure how I got here. I was having a lovely flying lesson, but I got caught in a huge storm and... bang, crash, wallop, biddle-op! I fell right here. Now my knees are scratched and my testa is bumped, and I can't remember how to fly."
"But you can't stay here," yelped Zoe. "If Grandad finds out that un drago has crashed into his shed, I'll never be allowed to giocare a calcio. We must think of a way to help you to volare."
So Zoe fetched some of Grandad's books to see if they would show Douglas how to volare again. There were libri about balloons and pamphlets on parachutes. There were libri on airships and seaplanes and rockets and gliders. So, though there was not a single mention of draghi, Zoe and Douglas soon knew all about flying.
"This is exciting," said Douglas. "Mi piace to read libri."
"Mi piace leggere libri too," agreed Zoe.
Now they knew all about flying machines. They began to draw their own designs.
"This is fun," said Zoe. "Mi piace to draw."
Douglas agreed.
"Anche a me piace disegnare."
Douglas and Zoe gathered a lot of things from Grandad's shed and began to make their flying machine. Zoe cut up an old rug, some holy curtains and a pair of Grandad's calzini. Then she began to sew them together. "Mi piace cucire," thought Zoe. Douglas found a ball of wool and started to knit.
"Mi piace lavorare a maglia," he thought.
Then Zoe and Douglas started to paint their flying machine.
"This is fun," Douglas laughed. "I want to paint lots of pictures."
"Sì," agreed Zoe. "Voglio dipingere lots of pictures too."
After lots of hard work, the two of them stood back to admire their creation. They had made a fabulous flying machine.
"Tre,
due, uno, take off!" yelled Zoe. And Douglas flew nowhere. Absolutely nowhere. Douglas's bottom was still firmly on the ground. But Zoe had an idea. If you tried to run really fast, maybe you'd take off? So Douglas tried to correre fast. But running fast didn't make him volare. "Perhaps you could try to dance?" suggested Zoe. So Douglas began to ballare around and around. But he still didn't fly. Next, Douglas tried to skateboard. But trying to andare in skate didn't help him to volare. Then Douglas tried to ski. But no, trying to sciare didn't help either. "I know," burst out Zoe. "Why don't you try to cycle?" So Douglas hopped on Grandad's bicicletta and tried to andare in bicicletta. He went faster and faster and felt his huge wings lift him higher and higher until he tumbled head over tail into the pond right where Grandad was fishing.
"What's all this about?"
yelled Grandad.
Stammered Zoe. Douglas explained to Grandad that he wanted to volare, how he had tried to correre e ballare, how he had tried to andare in bicicletta, and now how he would never be able to volare again.
"Whoa! You have tried lots of hobbies," said Grandad. "But perhaps you need to try one of my passatempi."
Grandad disappeared off towards his garage. Soon he came back, riding a beautiful old motorbike. Zoe climbed on behind Grandad. Douglas clambered onto their shoulders.
"Tre, due, uno!" shouted Zoe.
"Go!"
yelled Grandad. As la motocicletta sped along, Douglas felt the air rushing beneath his huge wings. Whoosh!
"I can fly!" cried Douglas, soaring into the air. "Grazie, Zoe! This is amazing! I wish you could fly too!"
As Zoe looked up at Douglas swooping above her, she wished she could fly with her new amico too. But Grandad nudged her back towards casa.
"Come on, Zoe," he said softly. "I've got something to show you."
Before she knew what was happening, Zoe was sitting in Grandad's airplane. The engine of l'aeroplano was starting. The propeller was turning. And Zoe and Grandad were rolling out of the barn, across the field, and rising up, 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 into the beautiful blue sky, where Douglas was wheeling among the clouds. Zoe grinned and waved at Douglas. "Mi piace leggere with Douglas," thought Zoe. "E mi piace anche dipingere, disegnare e cucire. Mi piace correre e mi piace ballare. But most of all, mi piace volare!" Glossary: l'aeroplano, the aeroplane. L'amico, the friend. Anche, to. Andare in bicicletta, to cycle. Andare in skate, to skateboard. Ballare, to dance. La bicicletta, the bicycle. I calzini, the socks. La casa.
the house. Ciao, hello.
Correre, to run.
Cucire, to sew.
Dipingere, to paint.
Disegnare, to draw.
I draghi, the dragons.
Il drago, the dragon.
Due, two.
Enorme, enormous.
Giocare a calcio, to play football.
Grazie,
thank you.
Lavorare a maglia, to knit.
Leggere, to read.
I libri, the books.
Il libro, the book.
Mi chiamo,
my name is.
Mi piace, a me piace,
I like.
La motocicletta,
the motorbike.
Gli occhi, the eyes.
I passatempi,
the hobbies.
Sciare,
to ski.
Sì,
yes.
La testa,
the head.
Tre,
three.
Uno, una, un.
One.
Voglio,
I want.
Volare,
to fly.
Listen up. Listen to the activity at the end of the audiobook. Draw lines between the days and the activities Douglas wants to do. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. On Monday, voglio sciare. On Tuesday, voglio volare. On Wednesday, voglio dipingere. On Thursday, voglio andare in skate. On Friday, voglio ballare. On Saturday, voglio andare in bicicletta. On Sunday, voglio leggere.
Let's do it again.
On Monday, voglio sciare.
On Tuesday, voglio volare.
On Wednesday, voglio dipingere.
On Thursday,
voglio andare in skate.
On Friday, voglio ballare.
On Saturday, voglio andare in bicicletta. On Sunday, voglio leggere.
And now, repeat with me.
On Monday, voglio sciare. On Tuesday, voglio volare. On Wednesday, voglio dipingere. On Thursday, voglio andare in skate. On Friday, voglio ballare. On Saturday, voglio andare in bicicletta. On Sunday, voglio leggere.